help. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No big changes, still hot, and still not many storms to go around. For today and tomorrow, hot and humid again. Highs in the middle 90s both days, and the heat indices getting close to the 100 range. Low tonight, 72. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms, but they will be few and far between. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 95. Scattered afternoon storms in slightly better supply, and the rain chances get better on Friday and Saturday. We need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder in the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Aaliyah Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, and boating under the influence. 2 people died in this crash, 5 others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Baron Coleman here with you. Dave Mowry in the studio, and we keep you informed and entertained on a daily basis, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till your daily scheduled nooner. I'm having trouble getting my throat clear this morning. You ever do that? You like...
Yeah.
Feels like something's...
Like you just can't get it out.
Yep. Right. I don't know what it is. One of those things. I slept with a fan on a couple nights ago by mistake.
And now you're dead because Korean fan death?
Yes.
Well, good
How
job.
Do people sleep with a fan on?
I sleep with a fan on all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, every night.
Are you not completely dry? I've been dried out for 2 days.
Yeah.
I feel like someone stuffed sand in my nostrils. Salt down my throat.
Aren't you hot otherwise?
No, Dave. I have air conditioning.
Yeah, so do I. But
I have
a
ream.
No, you got to get that.
Local company. You got to get what?
You got to get that air circulating.
I need circulate. I mean, anyway. You know your CO2 levels in your room rise if you sleep with the door shut?
Yeah,
you sleep
sense.
With the door closed?
No.
I don't either. I got too many kids. If I shut it, it'd be open within an hour anyway. They come in, they leave. They come in, they leave.
Correct.
They come in, they leave. I have a host of news. Local news, I have national news, I have international news, I have really striking news. I have two people, I think, let something slip on TV yesterday. Two different people let something slip on TV. Huge news.
Wow.
Huge news. I've got news on the 2nd Congressional District, but that's not where I want to start. I want to start because I put something on Facebook yesterday that was written by altoday.com. It was picked up by a number of other places who are in the process of doing stories today. I won't name them by name. But other places and other markets. And I've thought about what I can and can't say. It's not what I can and can't say. I got a damn freedom of speech. I've got a First Amendment and a microphone.
I got a First Amendment and a microphone. Where it's at.
But I mean, I got a First Amendment and a microphone. I've got freedom of speech. This is still America as far as I know.
Last time I checked.
I mean, if you need me to, I'll strip down to my skivvies and run down the road with an American flag. I've done it before.
He has. He will.
And I'll do it again.
Of course.
So I can say anything. It's what do I want to say? What benefits? It's awkward talking about yourself. I know people find that strange. But it's awkward talking about yourself. Especially when you've done nothing wrong. Especially when you're dealing with unknown forces on the other side. Since we got on this microphone about 5 years ago, there have been a number of people who have tried to destroy this program.
It's true.
Three in particular. The first was a radio host on the other side of town.
This all predates my time here.
It does. Everything I'm about to say predates Dabe.
But I support the First Amendment, and I support Baron.
And you, too, have run down the road in your skivvies with an American flag.
It's true. And maybe have been in some skirmishes with the same people.
And that's what I'm saying. And if you don't run down the road in your skivvies with an American flag, you may not understand what I'm talking about. But there have been three major people who have tried to destroy this program, try to keep it from being on the air. All three of them feared what we had to say, not because it was wrong, but because it was true.
Wrong? It don't get no righter.
It's so right. The first was a radio host on an AM signal across town who couldn't stand the fact that I was successful. Who couldn't stand the fact that I had found a way to make a living. And I'll be honest, if I have to be honest, he gave me my second shot at radio. My first shot was actually on these very airwaves, in this very studio. All the way back in the year 2010 of our Lord, Anno Domini. On a show that ran for 12 or 13 days. The Yates Walker show.
Huh.
If you remember that show. Yates is a great guy. Getting married. I just got news on Facebook not long ago. I sat in with Yates 3 or 4 days a week. Had an evening show from 6 to 8 p.m. We had a lot of fun. I enjoyed radio immensely from the beginning. Second shot was the aforementioned AM radio host across town, who invited me to guest host with him from time to time, fill in for him when he was away. On short notice at times. Sometimes at 6 a.m. call and say, can you be on the radio at 7? That kind of short notice. And then decided one day that I was evil. After being friends for a while. I felt like friends. Talked on the phone on a near daily basis, sometimes multiple times a day. Shared stories and laughs and jokes and told, you know, had the type of relationship you would have with a friend. One day, without warning, eating bacon and eggs at 7:30 in the morning, I hear my name blasted across the radio in a negative way. And it has been relentless since. It has never stopped. To his credit, I mean, he's like a... you know, at least he's consistent.
Right.
He lost his radio show, and he's been bitter ever since. Blames me in part for losing his radio show. Ironically enough, I think it was a combination of Baron Coleman and Reed Ingram that cost him his radio show. But either way, blames me for sure. And after he lost his microphone, he decided to take it out on me on Facebook. So that's the number one person who's been targeting us on this program since the day we launched. The second person is the former Speaker of the House, Mike Hubbard, who hated this radio show, hated me as an individual. Incidentally, I feel like his Supreme Court opinion may be coming this week, this Friday. So I hear.
What's that coming down the track?
Mm-hmm. But Mike Hubbard lost his position as Speaker of the House after standing up in a caucus meeting and telling everyone in the caucus, do not hire Baron Coleman or Jack Campbell. If you do, you'll be completely cut off. You'll be treated as a leper. You'll be given no money, no support, no help, and we'll run someone against you. Some did anyway, and we won.
Funny how that happens.
And but he eventually, despite railing against this program and me individually for a number of years, he eventually lost his position as Speaker of the House and was sentenced to 4 years in prison. The third person is someone I'm currently in a battle with, who's taken the extraordinary step of filing a bar complaint, going after my law license, and contacting every single one of our advertisers. I think every single one. I've heard from over 20.
At least the ones that, you know.
Yeah. And it's going to backfire just like the other two. They lost their jobs, and one of them's headed to prison, probably. And this one will backfire as well. This one will backfire as well. Not because of anything I do, but because they're in the wrong and I'm in the right every single time. I have a right to get on this microphone and provide philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, factually correct talk radio that is both informative and entertaining. I have a right to do it with a number of talented co-hosts, John Hansen, Ben Hagler, Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, and regulars that stop by. 84 and Christy and Trisha for a while. And any other regular who's come by. I have a right to do that. And it's obviously a product that is in high demand. Because advertising for the last 30 days on this program has never been higher. It is the most profitable this program has been in over 5 years. Despite the attacks, despite the conversations with advertisers by people who don't like me, this has been the most profitable 30 days in the history of this program. Obscenely profitable. So profitable, so good has this radio program been that people have trouble getting their ads placed on it. You get close to running out of room. Prices then go up. It's the way it works. And it's the third person in 5 years who's really taken a run at this show and really tried to hurt us and knock us off the air. And I will tell her what I told the other two. This is not a fight you want to pick. I don't lose. I don't back down either. And the other two people are unemployed, and one of them's going to prison. Think wisely when you make your next move.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Well, I'm sorry for the things that I told you. Go so far, and if I had my way, I would reach into heaven and I'd pull you down a star for a present, and I'd make you a chain out of diamonds and pearls from a summer sea. But all I can give you is a kiss in the morning and a sweet apology.
All right, guys, welcome back. Well, in 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman providing you incredible radio on a daily basis. I mean, the quality of radio coming out of your speakers right now is... I mean, you're not going to find a higher quality anywhere in the country, Dave.
Nowhere.
Auburn House Wash, you're not going to find a higher quality exterior house cleansing than at Auburn House Wash either. Auburn House Wash, amazing. Spencer Mann over there doing a fantastic job on a daily basis, day in and day out. He just shows up with his hard hat, gets to work. They are uniformed, prompt, professional employees. They're licensed and insured, and they have that proprietary low-pressure washing system that'll get your exterior of your house clean, spiffy clean, really, really clean. 826-WASH. It's that easy. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. You can find them on Facebook. They got a ton of before and after pictures. They've got some time-lapse photography. And more. Is it time-lapse videography or time-lapse photography? Because photography is a moment in time, right? I would think that's the wrong way to put it. They got time-lapse something. Time-lapse something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com. Get by there when you get a chance. Have them come out and give you a quote. They got a truck dedicated right here to the River Region, so you never, ever, ever have to worry about them being too far away. Our number 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. And who might this be?
Good morning, fellas.
Randall.
Hey, Mr. Dave. I got one question. There ain't no way that she got the dollar to do this by herself, or she would have beat Martha Roby. So, can you even point me in the direction, or you rather not?
Hold on. I had a little trouble here.
You're saying where's she getting the money to do all this?
I don't know that she's. I don't know that it costs her a dime. That's the thing. It costs me money. It doesn't cost her money. That's the reality of these types of filings. I will say this. I was at a Biscuits game last night. And as happens when you're at a Biscuits game, a number of people will inevitably recognize you, your voice or your face or whatever. One of them came up to me, said, "Are you Baron Coleman?" I said, "Yeah." He introduced himself. His name was Scott. He said, "I want to meet Randall." that honest to God, that's what he said. "I want to meet Randall." And I said, "Really?" I said, "I'm right here. You could talk to me." He's like, no. "Where's Randall? Is he here?" I was like, "I don't think so. He comes sometimes. I've seen him at Biscuits games, but I haven't seen him tonight." And he was like, "Man, well, I got to find Randall. I want to meet Randall." So, Randall, you're the real star. I get second billing to you when I'm out in public.
Man, I wasn't even voting before I met you. You're the star. Wow. And Jack. And John. And I'm going to tell you, Dave, you are so much as John is in you. You know, he knew a little bit about everything, and you know something about everything. then you got music to back you up and the maps across the world. I mean, it just, man, you feel it so effortlessly.
Thank
man,
you, sir.
Thank y'all. And Baron, yesterday I got crossed up. I want to straighten this out right now so I don't want nobody to confuse, because I did. I messed up. I mixed the past with the future. Some up yesterday. What that thing you was talking about, you looked up. I'm not talking about the working one in Russia. There's one over there, just like the Warden Cliff. The concrete is left. It's the same octagon shape, but this one's about 8 foot in the air. And it's the right below it, there's a house and stuff now down in the hall. I seen a picture of it. I tried to find it so hard yesterday. I looked so hard through notes and going back, and I couldn't find nothing on it. But I promise you, I seen it. When he done it from, it's the same setup from Warden Cliff to that place in Russia. When it happened, they shut it down and they added to the New York was already in plans to be made, and they shifted everything over there to the New York Hotel. And they don't have to. I don't know. I can tell you when they turn it on. Every time you ever seen a UFO, you can go back and look at these videos where they say the Air Force has seen a UFO, a pilot has. It's on then. I can sit down and explain to you how he can make a train levitate above a rail and run without making friction. But I can't figure out how he made the UFO part, how he makes it stay so levitated. I know the train. He can make a train run without wheels. It's so amazing. It's crazy, man. This talent. I just wish I was beside him. I don't even know what to tell you. This man is out of this world. Everybody needs to study him. Follow every
what is
piece
his name?
Of his work. Tesla.
Oh, I thought you were talking about there was a new guy doing it.
No.
Someone had replicated his abilities.
Oh, no, they are still testing it. If you see a UFO go wherever, back in 1942 when one fell out of the sky, that's when they cut it off. They were trying to see how long, I believe they were trying to see how long it would last without the electricity going across through the sky. You know what I'm saying? And I know it sounds so far-fetched, but let me tell you, that man was so far ahead of time. And I'll tell you something else. Everybody in NASA that has a patent in their name, It was Tesla. He made all that stuff, his stuff. And they gave it to them to keep their mouth shut about the moon. It all ties together.
I'm totally digging this call, by the way.
It all ties. And what I said yesterday about them spraying, that's why I think they're still testing it. They're spraying some kind of Luminite. It ain't no poison. It's not going to hurt us because the electricity goes through our skin already. It was meant to do that. And he envisioned us in the skies going back and forth, free power. That's what he envisioned. And they took it from him, took it from us. They America is nothing even what I thought, man.
Well, Randall, I do appreciate the call. I've never really looked into Tesla, have you? Thank you for your call, Randall. I really never have. I guess that's by design. They don't want us looking into Tesla.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is a blast from the past.
Good morning, Barry.
Boogie Ray, how are you, my friend?
It's the great Boogie Ray. Yes, sir. Barry, let me say this. And give me a couple of minutes, if you will.
Go ahead.
Barry, you know, when I read that article yesterday, I reread it again, and I thought, if that were me, what would I do? The thing I came up with, Barry, is, guess what? You are one of the few conservatives that I even pay attention to. I know you would have allowed me time to rebut whatever you said, because that's who you are. I don't agree with you for probably 3% of the time, but you're fair and you're consistent. So to me, and I hope I'm not, if I'm out of line saying this, go ahead and run me. But to take the action that they took to try to punish you and your family over something that was said, to me, it is ridiculous, because Barry, you are a fair man, okay? And what you think? Consistently honest or whatever.
Philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, yes.
Okay, well, that's you, Barry. And like I said, even people that don't agree with you, you will give them the airways, and you don't cut them off. You're not nasty to them. And you'll be okay, Barry. I often criticize, even on your Facebook page, you allow me to say the things I want to say. So I just want to tell the listeners, look, y'all got a problem with Barry. No, he'll listen to you. So I hate that happening to you, and
Boogie Ray, I appreciate it on several counts, obviously, but you know the biggest disappointment in this whole thing?
What's that?
I always kind of considered her a friend, even though, one, I would sometimes criticize for public positions she'd taken. She'd probably criticize
David
me. Bowers, but why not pick
David
up the phone and call me and say, hey,
David
I disagree Bowers, with something you said?
I'm sorry. That's the point I was making. David Maurer attests this reference. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You couldn't trust alone with Chief.
See? I like that. Dave, you're known as the hip-hop guy.
Well,
I'm just the boring white guy.
Well,
sometimes.
So if the shoe fits, wear it.
I'm not that boring.
No, you're not.
But, if you've ever seen me try to dance, I tried in the privacy of my own home while my family was gone this weekend to figure out the two-step in cowboy boots or whatever.
Oh, no.
My friends. No one wants to see that.
Is there video?
Hell no. Well, I mean, if you can hack into my camera system at the house, yeah, there's video. But
so you're saying there's video?
Yeah, maybe. There may or may not be video. Guys.
Picture it didn't happen.
I know. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. You want to save money? I think Floyd sang about it. You want to save it? Call Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. He does the concrete work. But he does it at the best available price and in the highest quality work. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing what he's able to do. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, has been an industry leader. He's a top-tier guy. We only do top-tier advertising, by the way. He is a top-tier guy. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. So get by his website when you get a chance, pennyearned.co. Check him out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, or just call him. Just call him. He'll answer the phone. 284-9292. 284-9292. Any concrete. Decorative, stamp, flat, boring, white, green, blue, whatever you want. Tom Latham can dial it up. 284-9292. Give him a call today. We'll be back. Make a dash.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. As July ends and August begins, it's going to continue to be very hot, and the rain chances are sparse for a little while. For today, hot and humid again. Same thing tomorrow. High temperatures in the middle 90s both days, with the heat index getting close to 100. Low tonight, 72. Only widely scattered afternoon storms at best. Most towns stay dry. On Thursday, the storms will be in slightly better supply with a high around 95, and the rain chances really start to pick up, I think, on Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
To address it since it's starting to make the news. It was on AL Today yesterday. It'll be in other publications today. I've not yet seen where anybody supports what she's done, but that's just me. We'll see. Hope Old Man dead after shooting in Montgomery. Now, this took place on the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's the apartment complex right there where all the sex offenders live.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Because there are rules about where you can and can't live as a sex offender.
Right.
And there's like one apartment complex in town you can live in, so they all live there. Let me look it up, make sure that's right. I think I've looked this up before. Oh, no. Actually, it's not right. Well, maybe it is. Yeah, I do. I think it's a... Well, no, okay. This looks like the Mark Apartments, maybe, or the Birchwood Apartments, or Turtle Place, or the Azalea Hill. So, in there somewhere. You know, those were highfalutin places back in the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've talked about the whole life cycle of apartments.
Yeah, recently. But I mean, there was a time when that little run of apartments there from basically Azalea Hill down to the... almost to the mall was really nice.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And now... I mean, I'm not saying they're not nice, but I mean, guy got murdered there yesterday.
Well, you know, just, Sunday,
whatever day.
Oh well, yeah,
is it Sunday? You got
I thought it was Sunday.
Early morning shooting. No, I think this was yesterday.
Oh, okay. I heard about one Sunday too.
I think he got shot yesterday. Maybe he got shot Monday morning, like after midnight.
Right
after midnight.
Yeah, we're gonna let them capturing out.
I'm gonna do this. I had this on my notes to talk about at 9:30 because I made the comment at 9:30 the other day, and the audience tends to tune in about the same time each day. I made the offhanded comment that there was some news that was about to break. Mm-hmm. Some big news is going about
big
be about
news.
To break. Well, as always, this program is ahead of everyone else. Speaking to WMAL Radio in Washington D.C. yesterday, 2 days, or I guess yes. Was it yesterday that I said it?
Yeah.
Today's Monday. Today's Tuesday,
today's
right?
Today's Tuesday.
Okay, so it was yesterday, but I said it first.
Right.
We probably had the same source or someone similar. Sticking to WMAL Radio in Washington, D.C., former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova informed the audience that declassified documents will soon be made public starting Wednesday, July 31. That is, as we say in Habana, mañana.
Oh, yeah.
That is mañana. Mr. DiGenova stated confidently on the radio that U.S. Attorney John Durham is not conducting a review, but is conducting a full criminal investigation with a grand jury impaneled and receiving testimony from witnesses. Now, this is awfully specific. I just said mm-hmm. something big was coming.
Right.
See, my sources go offline. Do yours do this?
Mm-hmm.
They go offline for weeks or months at a time,
mm-hmm.
and then they call you back out of nowhere and say, hey, something's going to happen this week.
Yeah.
Clear some time on your radio show. You know what I figured out? They like independent signals around the country
mm-hmm.
telling people the truth.
Right.
Because it helps counter... Fox News and CNN and MSNBC are going to have a particular spin.
Mm-hmm.
I think they like local talk radio hosts balancing that spin so that the truly informed... There will be some truly informed people out there. It counteracts... What it does is it counteracts the globalist corporatist whores that you see on the radio all the... I mean, on the television all the time. That's what it counteracts. This is a very specific prediction. Wednesday, July 31. I just said this week. Obviously, Joe DiGenova is trusted by his sources more than I am. Bill Barr. I said this yesterday. Billy Badass Barr has unilateral authority to declassify these documents. And I'm guessing it's going to happen. Now, here's what's on the table, I believe. All versions of the Carter Page FISA applications. I don't know that these will all break tomorrow or all break this week, but this is what's on the table. All versions of the FISA application. All of Bruce Orr's 302s, which I'm told I really want to read. The Bruce Orr 302s, I'm told from people who know things that is going to be an exciting, exciting release when that finally comes out. You remember Bruce Orr and his lovely wife, Nellie.
Mm-hmm.
All of Bruce Orr's emails, all supportive documents provided by Bruce Orr to the FBI, all relevant documents pertaining to the supportive material within the FISA application. Those are sources from FBI, NSD, DOS, CIA, DNI, NSA, ODNI, everybody. All intelligence documents presented to the Gang of Eight in 2016 pertaining to Carter Page's FISA application, including Dabe,
mm-hmm.
all intelligence documents that may not have been provided to the FISA court. Presumably, the famed Cavillac email that we've talked about on this program, and the FBI transcripts of the George Papadopoulos wiretaps. All unredacted text messages and email content between Lisa Page and Peter Stroke, which I'm told will reveal that I've been correct from the beginning, that they were not having a romantic affair, and that was a cover story. They're not lovebirds. That's what I'm told. Now, I'm not told that by a source who has seen them, by the way.
Right.
That's by someone who has reason to speculate. It's speculative. It's still conjecture, but it's informed conjecture. Can you imagine the egg on the face of the national media when they accepted a cover story from the intelligence community and were duped, and then the entire unredacted list of text messages and emails comes out and everyone realizes there wasn't a single romantic encounter ever recorded? You can't have a multi-year secret love affair between two people like Lisa Page and Peter Stroke and not have some electronic evidence of it.
It's true.
The originating CIA EC, the electronic communication, two-page electronic communication from Brennan to Comey, that started the entire thing back in July 2016. Those things allegedly are on the list to be declassified by one Billy Badass Barr. Now think about this. Why is this coming out now? Why did it not come out before the congressional elections to show that there was a coup? Because this is going to prove not just that Donald Trump's not guilty. It's going to prove his innocence. That all this was made up from the beginning. That this is an absolute scam and it was a coup and it was an attempt to rig an election. The elections aren't rigged, Donald. You're just losing.
Donald.
The elections were rigged and he beat them anyway because he is the God Emperor of the United States. He's the doctor, the cowboy, the very stable genius, the very good looking President of the United States. I'm also told... Well, let me pause there. Oh, never mind. The phone call hung up. You people, if 90% of you people would just be patient like 30 seconds longer, can you imagine? It's like betting on red all night on the roulette table, and then the one time you don't bet on red, it hits red.
Always.
That's the way people do calling in. How about this? Jumping Jehoshaphat, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday on the television... Former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker accidentally leaked that James Comey is under investigation.
Uh-oh.
By a sitting U.S. attorney.
Whoa.
He was on Fox News, presumably, to talk about the replacement of Dan Coats with John Ratcliffe at ODNI. And they asked him about the current status of Bill Barr's reviews of misconduct at DOJ and FBI. And he looked, he said, look, there are systemic issues and failures for how these investigations kicked off. Now, this guy was the acting attorney general. He had oversight over everything. He could look any, he could look anywhere, overturn any rock. And then he started talking about U.S. Attorney John Durham. That's the guy that looks like John Bolton's cousin. The guy who's in charge of the investigation. And he says Durham is focused on the origin of the intelligence operation against candidate Trump.
Right.
And he said, quote, prosecuting anyone who needs to be prosecuted. And he said it's an investigation, not a review. So that's like, pause that there. And then he says this. He starts talking about John Huber. This is the guy from Utah. He's a Utahn. And he said John Huber is reviewing, quote, anything related to Comey's memos and the like. Guys, James Comey's under investigation for stealing classified material from the FBI and leaking it to a journalist. His friend at NYU or Columbia, wherever he was. Playing this for Dave's wife.
She likes the Guns N' Roses version better.
Does she really? Wow. Says a lot. I would have married her too, Dave.
Exactly.
quarter of the top of the hour. We'll pick back at these stories and more on the other side of the break. Your calls are welcome on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman on the other side.
That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this. Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
This is the sound of at Koala Mama 85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, 10 minutes now to the top of the hour.
You can't plant me in your penthouse.
I'm going back to my plow, Dave. Back to my roots. I'm busting dirt. Yeah, you know, if the world depended on Baron Coleman to be a farmer,
yeah, we wouldn't eat.
There would be like 9 people sitting around a fire trying to survive eating grass. It'd be like North Korea on steroids. There's a lot of things the world better be glad they're not depending on me to do, like invent stuff. I have never understood how people invent stuff. If it was up to me, we'd be still riding around on square wheels. People are like, how did the Egyptians not have the wheel? How did they not figure that out? Well, I wouldn't have figured it out.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, Machu Picchu was built without a wheel.
Yeah, well, they had llamas.
Exactly. Who needs a wheel? I got animal power. A wheel, you don't have to feed his wheel as much. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919, home of that proprietary pipelining technology, home of the plumbing business that is number one in the number two business. And, guys, I mean, I can give you a lot of advice. I can, and you can take it or not take it, but you do not want your crapper backed up and not know who to call. I mean, you just don't. It stinks. It could cause problems. It could destroy your house. put it in your phone, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coldplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. These guys are pros. They know what they're doing. They've been in business a long time, over 40 years. It's a family affair. They have the whole Cole family involved over there. Three generations of Coles involved at Cole Plumbing. When you have trouble with your bowl, ladies and gentlemen, call on Cole. 8 minutes now to the top of the hour. So I'm going to put away the stuff because there's no reason to tell everybody it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
I told you yesterday.
You've been warned.
I hinted it was coming. I don't hint. I don't say things that I don't know to be, I don't say that.
It's like a too far Baron. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
On things like this, you can tell.
Did you know what I was talking about in the Comey memos? I'm assuming everybody does. Comey drafted some memos and sent them to a professor over in Columbia. And then he released a portion of them or some of them in the media, right? Classified stolen documents after he was gone from the FBI. And there was a FOIA case where CNN, of all people, said, I want the Comey memos. CNN was doing actual journalism, which means Anderson Cooper wasn't involved. Don Lemon, Squeezy, Easy
Don
Peasy.
Lemon.
Wasn't
Donald.
Involved. Donald. They had actual journalism taking place.
Donald.
On CNN. It's the last time they had actual journalism, they had one David L. Mowry in to talk about Roy Moore's predilection for 15-year-old girls.
True. And getting kicked off of three malls. Three courts. The Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court again, and then the food court again.
Yeah, that's right. That's the type of journalism we pay for.
Well,
when we subscribe to CNN. But in that courtroom fight, and this is detailed brilliantly at the conservative treehouse, if you want to follow along. Within that courtroom fight, the FOIA investigation by CNN, the FOIA request by CNN, Mueller's lead agent, a guy named David Archie, wrote a series of declarations to the court describing the content of the memo without getting too specific, describing the content, and then arguing why they should be kept classified. And so now you have a shift in the FOIA fight. CNN's arguing for the release of the content of the FBI's agent's descriptions. Now we're going to call those the Archie declarations because that's how the court's referring to them, the Archie declarations. And they have this back and forth that goes on for a while. Well, Judge Boasberg, who's overseeing this courtroom fight last month, says, okay, FBI, you can keep the Comey memo content hidden, but you have to release the Archie declarations. And so you would expect the FBI, like any good agency, to follow the federal judge's instruction, right? And they didn't release them.
Oh.
Bill Barr comes in. Now, he's a Trump guy, right? Mm-hmm. And these Archie declarations and the Comey memos are going to support Trump. They're going to show that Trump is the good guy here and Comey's the bad guy and needs to be prosecuted. So it was a little surprising when earlier this month, Bill Barr, who we all believe is a white hat and doing the right thing and going to help restore sovereign government to the United States, take it away from the hands of the deep state. It was a little shocking when earlier this month, Bill Barr steps in. I actually didn't cover it on the radio because I was so disappointed in Bill Barr, and I wanted to see what happened, and I was told by my sources, sit tight. It's not what it looks like. And I was telling my guy, it looks terrible. Bill Barr is supposed to be helping Trump. The release of these memos will help Trump. Why aren't they coming out? And he told me, sit tight. Don't worry about it. And I said, I don't want to not cover something on the radio that's news. He said, sit tight. Don't worry about it. So I sat tight. I did not cover it on the radio. Other sources, other websites, other news outlets, all covering the Archie declarations and the federal court's order and Bill Barr coming in and not helping Trump out and looking like a bad guy. Oh, he's really an establishment hack. Remember, he was Bush's attorney general. You can't trust him. I'm telling you, you can't trust. And I was torn. That was early July. July 19th, CNN files a motion against the FBI and Department of Justice to force the release of the order. July 25th, the Department of Justice, Bill Barr's Department of Justice, Donald Trump's Department of Justice, files a response requesting more time to reply. When are they wanting to reply? August 2nd.
Oh.
What's going to happen between now and August 2nd? Tomorrow, July 31st. What did I tell you was going to happen tomorrow? The release of some classified documents. See how this works? See why they told me to sit tight and couldn't tell me why, but just to sit the hell tight? They're going to file a response to a supportive motion from CNN that would force DOJ to release the Archie declarations. Again, this is the detailed description of what's inside the Comey memos. The DOJ wants those declarations hidden, and now we know why. Now we know why. Because James Comey is under investigation, and these likely are in front of a grand jury securing his indictment. Friends, I have been very, very, very skeptical of whether or not anybody you've ever heard of would ever be held responsible for the coup against Donald Trump. I've been very, very skeptical that anybody you've ever heard of, anybody who ever led an agency, led a department, was in elected office, would ever be held responsible. I thought some low-level losers would take the fall on this thing.
Losers. You thought you could do like with Bush and you could just pick out like the dude named Scooter was the one that was going to get. I mean, look.
Yeah, we're taking down Scooter
Libby. If you're in a room and people call you Scooter and you're a dude, sorry, you're a grown man, like you're the guy that's taking the fall. Like if you can't spot the sucker at the table, right? If they call you Scooter, hey, Scooter. And it wasn't like you were talking about yesterday about like, you know, Bush having nicknames for people.
Right.
No, this dude was a grown adult who went by Scooter.
I, Scooter Libby.
Hey, Scooter.
I, Scooter Libby, is what he went by.
Scooter.
I thought some scooters would take the fall.
Right.
John Huber is investigating the Comey memos. Here's my only holdup. Who appointed John Huber? Who appointed John Huber to be in charge of the Comey memos? Donald Trump appointed him to be U.S. attorney. Who appointed him to be in charge of this particular project? And this is my hang-up. My only reservation that someone we've heard of might actually be held responsible, John Huber was appointed by Jeff Sessions. That's my only hold-up. I don't trust Jeff Sessions. I don't trust Jeff Sessions. I did until Cliff Sims turned, and then I don't trust Jeff Sessions anymore. Now, it's possible Cliff Sims was just a wild card. I don't believe that, though. I think he was a plant from the beginning. Neither here nor there. It has nothing to do with this story. I just like to throw that in there whenever I can. We'll be back.